Wade Gerstner back with you here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports, and also the Sports Ticket on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. As we reported earlier this week on Wednesday, the head football coach of Bullitt, Greg Koenig, stepping down as a head coach after 11 seasons with the Trojans. And Coach Koenig has taken time to join us to talk about his decision and some of the things that occurred over his 11 years there at Beloit. And Coach, once again, appreciate the time. I guess the first question that most people would ask is, why are you leaving Beloit and headed elsewhere?
I just think there comes a time when change can be a good thing. And, 11 years in one place for a high school football coach is fairly rare in today's world. The average life expectancy for a head high school football coach in the United States is 2.7 years. And, we've had a lot of success. An opportunity has been presented to me to improve my salary by a tremendous amount. I think maybe a new start for me just to re-energize and as coaches, we're always looking for a challenge, and I think there's a challenge with this move. And there are just a variety of issues. And one of the things I mentioned to the players the other day, it's obviously been a frustration to struggle to get more guys out for football here. And if my stepping aside and going elsewhere would be an opportunity to get more guys in the program here, I think that can be a positive as well. So, change is difficult, but it doesn't have to be bad. And that's kind of the mindset that I'm looking at.
You mentioned player participation. You and I and most people that follow the program know that that's been an issue the last few years. What did you do, or what were you able to do, or what did you try to get more players to go out the last few years?
Well, we would meet with the kids right after the season last year in November. We had a team meeting, and we had 48 boys signed up. That was grades 8 through 11 at this time last year. There's an issue with commitment. 48 guys come to meeting, they're all fired up, and we're going to come in and lift weights, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. And then summer weights hit, and, we might have 20, 24, and then practice shows up, and we have 28 or 29, and as much as I would love for every boy in the school to be a part of our football program, it just seems like sometimes some aren't willing to do the work that's required to be as successful as we expect to be at Beloit.
Over the 11 years you're at Beloit, and then over your entire coaching career, what are some of the biggest changes you've seen? Because certainly I've talked with many coaches. Many people have told me that the personalities of the kids, not that saying they're bad kids, it's just that there's a lot more for kids maybe to do than they used to have. And there's also coaches that have told me that you got to be a little bit more careful in today's age in regards to how you handle kids. Some are a little bit more sensitive than others. A lot of people think of coaches as when they get upset, they scream and they yell. Some coaches do. Some coaches do it in a different way. What are some of those changes that you've seen over the years to where that makes it more of a challenge for you or your coaching staff?
Well, for years I've tried to say that kids haven't changed, but I think there has been a change, and not all of them. Some are still highly committed, and I've built great relationships with the kids that have been in our program here, and I have no problems with those young men, and even those who've chosen not to play football. I think I have a good relationship with the kids in the classroom. So I think that part of the issue, because numbers aren't down just at Beloit, they're down all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're fighting the spotlight of concussions and the concussion awareness. And, so much of that has happened in the NFL. And so I think there's been a trickle down, and certainly we take concussions very seriously. And I think we had two this year. So when that happens, we follow a protocol, and I'm thankful that we've had a good protocol in place here. We've had a trainer, and then the medical community here with the impact test. There have been a lot of positives in that regard, but I think that there's a fear of football. I think that a lot of that has been driven by national media, and it's just a difficult time. And so, the challenge is to weigh the potential risks against all the benefits that come from football. And then you mentioned distractions for young men. I think there are a million things that they can choose from with their time after school. You know, they might want to go hunting. Some of them like to go home and play video games. A lot of them have decided to get jobs, and I understand, you know, it's mom and dad can't pay for cell phones and car insurance and car payments, and so if they're going to have those things, all of a sudden there are more demands on their time. It's just there are a lot of things going on, and hopefully it'll cycle back and people will understand the benefits of being in high school football and the camaraderie and the opportunities to grow as a young man. And I think the guys who have been in our program would tell you that it's just been a great experience for them, and we've experienced success on the field. But more importantly, I think that the young men that I've spoken with have been thanking me for teaching them life lessons and instilling values. And so, you know, those are the things that we've tried to do in our program, and I think there's a lot of benefit that comes to doing things the right way.
We're speaking with Greg Koenig. He's our guest. He is the former head coach of Beloit High. He stepped down as the head coach of the Trojans on Wednesday after 11 seasons at the helm and posted a 93-31 record during those 11 seasons. What about specialization? Is that something you had to deal with too? It seems like more and more kids, even at smaller schools, it used to be mainly at the big schools in the big cities where you almost have to specialize because there's so many numbers. But now it seems like there's more examples. I can cite a few off the top of my head as I think about it over the years where kids decide, I don't want to get hurt in football, and that's a violent sport. I have some other things I can focus on or specialize in. Or there are players that specialize in football and they don't go out for other sports.
Yeah, I think that specialization is a part of the issue for participation numbers. But for the most part, we've been far enough away from a city mm-hmm. where specialization hasn't hurt us too much. And our guys like to compete with each other and be out on the field with their buddies year-round, you know. So I can, as you mentioned, I can think of a few examples here, but I don't know that it's so much specialization. Like, I'm going to work really hard to get a college basketball scholarship. I can think of one instance where that has happened, and hats off to that young man. He earned a college basketball scholarship, and you know, I support those decisions. If that's what you're going to do, then go work hard and make your dream come true. I don't have any problem with that. I just think it's easier for a young person to say, I'm going to specialize, and football is too risky, I could get injured. But I don't think that that's really what's going on. I think that more often they really don't want to do the work that is required to be successful on the football field.
You alluded earlier this week to that meeting that you had with your players. I'm sure that was a difficult day for you and the players that you spoke with. Can you just share a few things that you told them as you move on to your next step?
Well, I just told them that, you know, change doesn't have to be a bad thing. And I mentioned that I've got a very good friend in coaching who a number of years back left a program after 10 really successful years. And I said, what are you doing? You're still winning. You know, you've got kids coming out, and they work hard for you. And he said, Coach, I just feel like after 10 years, people are tired of hearing my message. And I think that happens a little bit. The message, you know, doesn't change much. We try to have a new theme every year, but hard work has been our message, and get rewarded for that hard work and stick to it and do things right. You know, the values that come with football, that's what we've tried to model our message around. I just think not just kids, but a community. People like change when someone's been in place for a long time, I think. And I just told the kids that, you know, it's probably the right time for them and the right time for me. I have a great opportunity. I'm still going to support them. I'm here through May, you know, so that's a long time, and I'm going to keep them working hard in the weight room and get them ready for the next season. That they all have my phone number so they can contact me whenever they might want to talk or if there's ever anything I can do for them. But I just thanked them for the commitment that they've made and for making our program relevant. I think that when people talk about 3A football, Beloit is in the conversation, and That's only because we've had young men who've been willing to pay the price and do things. You know, it's been an amazing run. And I just feel blessed to have been here, and that's what I told them. You know, it's my opportunity to thank them for letting me coach them as much as anything.
What are you most proud of when you look back on your 11 years at Beloit?
I think the relationships. I've got a former player who's coaching high school football now, and every Friday morning we exchange texts and pray for each other and for each other's team. I have really, really positive relationships with the young men that have come through the program, and then the relationships I've made with assistant coaches, with parents. It's just been an amazing opportunity for me, and as I told the kids, obviously the 11 best years of my professional career, so it's been a blast.
Last question for you before I let you go today, and once again, appreciate the time. What would you like to say to your supporters or detractors or critics out there?
Well, I just think Beloit has been very supportive of our program in the time that I've been here, and we have great local media who say good things about our kids, who cover the positive accomplishments that they've worked hard for. So thank you for letting me be a part of so many lives over these past 11 years. And I will leave with nothing but good memories of times here, and with pride in a job well done. And get out and support, you know, encourage kids to play football, encourage them to work hard, and to just accept whoever the next coach is and treat him the right way. Things are in place here to continue to be, you know, one of those outstanding programs in the state. And I truly think that will continue. And that's what I've encouraged the guys who've communicated with me. Just, you know, give the new coach your full attention. Give him your loyalty. Do what he asks you to do. There's more than one way to coach football. There's, you know, different philosophies and all that. It's going to work itself out. And what I told him is, as long as you continue to work hard and hit hard, everything will take care of itself. So just thanks for the support. It's been a great run for us here, and we wish Beloit and the Trojans nothing but the best going forward.
Well, Coach, I can say I appreciate you, and I know Dusty does as well, with the locker room chats each week and throughout the seasons. 11. I actually started here, moved here the same time you took over as a head coach at Beloit, and so I appreciate all your time and cooperations and assistance and allowing us to put together the best broadcast possible, and wish you nothing but the best of luck at Cimarron. And as you said, we wish Beloit nothing but the best in whoever they choose as the next head coach, and hopefully both programs can do very, very well.
Absolutely. It's kind of funny you talk about coming here at the same time. I remember that with meeting you on the field, you had called me during the week and, you know, talked about the pregame and all of that. And then there we were at Minneapolis, I think it was week 3, 11 years ago. And that was the first game that you covered for us. And you came down on the field and introduced yourself. And it's been a good relationship. And I appreciate the way that you guys have supported our program.
Thanks for the time, Greg. Best of luck.
All right. Take care.
That's Greg Cohen, head coach of the Beloit Trojans, 11 years as a head coach, stepping out earlier this week. And once again, appreciate him taking the time to join us here on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and the Sports Ticket.